God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello, and welcome to the Saucer Pod and the panoramic overview of full-spectrum Zio-Org domination of the hijacked minds and compromised hearts of the permanent underclass that bends the knee in fealty to the agents of humanity's relentless enemy, now scrambling and jockeying in runaway mendacity to destroy one more nation, with every other nation waiting in line for their turn in the barrel. Judgment looms on the horizon for these horrible psychopaths in a furious race to destroy as much as can be destroyed until Mr. Apocalypse comes for them. We're hovering above the spectacle without knowing what is coming. Is it a vibrationary transubstantiation to another world? Is it the end of the world as we know it? Is it more of the same until we drown in sameness, this toxic soup that burbles and bubbles in a strange, indefinable cauldron of ancient karmas whose moment of occurrence lies far back in the unremembered recesses of time out of memory and mind? I could not guess. I see what is before me, and it is a grim pastiche of materialism and based hungers. I look within and see something finer, something indefinable, some indefinable promise of things to come, but I cannot identify them. I hear celestial voices from far off. They are strong, secure, and comforting. They say endure and be hopeful. Everything is under control. How is it that so many of us feel such optimism with no apparent reason for it? Hardly a day goes by when some dread reminder of our perilous state is not brought to our attention. One thing keeps coming to mind for me, for the purpose of demonstration. Everything that is taking place so that we can be shown the meaning of situations and events. We are being shown the result of certain activities and attractions. We're seeing the result of magnetism for the material world. We're seeing what happens when self-important people take themselves seriously and seek to lord it over those they imagine are beneath them. We're seeing what happens when fools act with imagined impunity, as if there were no consequences for their behavior. We are soon to see what happens to those who have far too much and still desire more and more, indifferent to whom they may hurt. Crime is the order of the day. They pass laws to make whatever they wish to do legal, while they make everything illegal for you. They intently seek to destroy the family unit and forcibly separate children from their parents. They toss people out of their homes. They ruin the economy. They eliminate the job market. They build concentration camps, more and more prisons, and in order to fill them for economic gain, they pass more and more laws. It's known as a vicious cycle is what it is. It's what happens when corporations take control of governments. They have no motivation beyond profit, and the mindset is to maximize profit to the most extreme degree while removing every safeguard and opportunity from the workforce. It doesn't matter if it's Coca-Cola or Beyond Bed and Bath. It's about money and curtailing and preventing all and against all restrictions. It's about gated communities and lives of privilege. It's what it is, and it has not arrived by accident. It is a stage set for a recurrent drama that plays out over and over again because people forget what happened and the truth of what happened is hidden from them underneath the sands at the bottom of the sea. It's hidden beneath the mountains that fell on it the last time. It's suspended in frozen lava like a fly in amber. It's a scream, soundless in space, because there is no atmosphere and you could hardly call what we have here atmosphere either. Why is it all that it is? Why are appearances of such magnitude? It is to challenge our faith and to see what we are made of. It is to see if we are inclined to be sucked down the drain with the rest of the duped and deluded souls who place their dreams and ambitions upon temporary things. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is just one of many simple statements that express enduring truth. Warmongering preachers and stiff-necked parishioners mouth these things, hear these things, and understand nothing. They're just words when the essence of the statement does not apply to the intent and direction of their lives. In tarot, the 15th trump is the devil card, ayin. It means the eye. This is because our visual senses are flawed and do not outpicture or in-picture what is actually there and not there. What is the sound of one eye winking? One of the reasons it is difficult to walk when you are at that stage in the game of your life is because we see things upside down to begin with, the same as a camera. Learning to walk is one of our biggest achievements. Learning what direction to walk in and whether or not to stand still at any given moment is an even bigger achievement. Take a moment, or a few one day, and watch Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and any of the three long-standing Zio propaganda factories. Put on any situation comedy or unreality show and observe how you are aware of yourself as an objective observer apart from the action on the screen. See if you can notice the point at which you get sucked into it. Of course you won't, because that is the definition of getting sucked in. But you will notice the moment at which you realize that you did get sucked in, because that is the purpose of the experiment. Now transliterate that into actual life. Yes, transliterate is not generally used in that fashion, but I do what I please with language, whether you like it or not. This is one of the things where meaning is implicit in what it sounds like. We call that onomatopoeia. Why am I digressing in this fashion and tossing long words off like an enormous anaconda from around my neck? There is a point and purpose, and them as gets it will get it. We can all agree that we are subject to illusions. Some of them we know about and some of them we don't. We know there are individuals and a cosmic force that weaves and wields illusion. In one case, it is for personal profit, and in the other case, for the purpose of demonstration. Over a very long period of time, since it appears to take a very long period of time for people to catch on to what's going on, speaking of appearances, which I was. Anyway, the point I'm trying to get to is that we can be looking directly at an illusion and not see it. We can be discussing an illusion and not understand it. We can be controlled by illusions and be unaware of it. This is the point. Illusions are dangerous. They're like quicksand. It looks like regular sand, but it isn't. Komodo dragons look cute to Japanese tourists with cameras and morsels of food, but their being cute is arguable, and there's more to them than that in any case. And the Japanese tourists with the morsels of food look like a larger version of morsels of food to the Komodo dragon. Politicians and religious leaders lie as a full-time occupation. This is a proven fact that life demonstrates constantly. Many of us, we seem surprised by that. Somehow the fact that they lie all the time and get away with it seems to indicate that it's perfectly all right for them to do it. Corporations manufacture products whose only purpose is war and destruction. Subsequently, these corporations engage in behind-the-scenes duplicity, lobbying, and false flag engagements in order to create wars, in order to profit from the conflict. They are funded and assisted in these efforts by bankers. They destroy countries so that they can loan out the money to rebuild the country and then gain possession and control of the country's resources. They do this day in and day out. They are reprehensible monsters. They have lunch in order to talk about world hunger, creating it, that is. There's a prevailing illusion that these men and women are important beings, intelligent beings. The illusions concerning their power, privilege, and expensive hair care products and applications are widespread and enduring. The television commercials lie. The television programs lie. The newspapers and news reporters lie. The education system lies. The judicial system and law enforcement lie. It's all a lie based on a collection of illusions that are waiting in trucks at the recycling plant for the machinery to crank up. We can't see the recycling plant or the machinery, or maybe we don't think it actually exists. We have no problem believing that the politicians and religious leaders exist. We have no problem observing Mitt Romney rip apart companies and sell them as scrap, or see him melt like ice cream in the minds of morons. But we might have some problem imagining what happens when this Mormon diaper gets changed. We see the culture in steep decline, and we know that cultures don't reverse themselves from this kind of a process. But we're often blind and oblivious to all of the forces that are engaged in tearing it apart and selling it for scrap, or sending it to the recycling plant where it gets reconstituted into a new culture. Yes, once again, I am talking around something. Because you can't directly state certain things. The language doesn't permit it. We often turn to music for an upgrade in communicating exchanges, but music only goes so far too. Some of us might then move up into telepathic resonance, but that also has its limits. So finally, we come to the door of intuition and receive the necessary information directly from the source of all knowing. We can't engage in and accomplish this without becoming unknowing and embracing the mantra of I don't know as a basic premise, as the foundation stone of our potential for liberation. The hindrance to our knowing is our presumption of knowing. As soon as we presume to know, we remove the capacity for the one who knows all to know at all. As soon as we viscerally know that we don't know, the one who does know is no longer restrained from knowing within. Within is one thing, without is another, or what? Are they different? Are we back to that thing about illusions again? In every mind that qualifies as a mind, similar to our own, meaning it thinks, analyzes, and computes, there is some idea of what is coming and how it will sort out. There's a wide range of possibilities that we have constructed from imagination and a boatload of input from all sorts of external sources. We've got books and scrolls of ancient prophecy and strange mathematical projections that imply nonspecific outcomes framed in woo-woo and hoodoo. Meanwhile, we don't know anything. We presume to know, and that makes us what? The plaything of illusions. We talk about illusions. We debate their meaning, but they're illusions. There's only the shimmering and sparkly white light, the essential prisming of the seven colors and the shapes they take that surround us and populate our hearts and minds. Meanwhile, the complex and busy world is everywhere, in hopeless and uncountable multiplicity. The replicants with their iPod implants and their profane rapping drum and bass world, pumped up with poisoned Israeli ecstasy, geared to gear your being down into the land of shades. And that is where we find ourselves now, between the pull of heaven above and the sucking drain of the Kali hell hives below. So many tiny condominiums of pain and desperation as darkness washes across the face of that portion of the world that hears the siren call. Two men are in a field, and one of them is taken. Hey, I get to find out who I am shortly. That should prove interesting. Many things are going to prove interesting very soon. We've come to the bridge we're going to cross over when we get there, just as some will burn that bridge when they get to it. You spread the word, but the word only spreads so far. Because they've shut down the channels into the hearts and minds that need to hear. These things are not in my hands. I can weep or laugh as I wish, but it changes nothing. There will be other instruments before the trumpet sounds. Perhaps the hammer of the true inner ear will vibrate and be recognized at last. It will surely come in every access, through every access point, through every aperture, through every crack and crevice through which it can leak, until the point is made. Lemons from lemonade. Ah, my friends, I was tangential this evening and wandering all over the place, but I was fairly specific about what I was trying to say, which I can't directly say, because you can't say it with words, and so you have to intuit or draw or glean from what I was saying that which is inferred and implied, but which cannot be directly stated. This is an important thing to remember, whether it's at the blogs or here at the radio shows. Things can only be inferred. Many people have opinions on what gets done there and not gets done there. Some people just suddenly show up out of nowhere, and suddenly they're experts about everything. That's a difficult thing for me, because I'm not an expert at anything. So, what can I tell you? I can't tell you very much, but I try to tell you what I can tell you and hope that within the realm of what I do say, you will be able to draw something important, pertinent, and useful to yourself out of what is said. You may then get what is not said. Hopefully that made some kind of sense. We don't know. All we know is It's coming, whatever it is. It's on its way. It's here already. We just can't see it. Why? Because of illusions. Well, my friends and fellows, ye lords and ladies of the truly royal court, it seems that we have come to the end of another transmission, and I'll see you next week if there is one. We say these things each week, and one day that next week, and who knows about all of that. I'll ask for your prayers for our good friend James Jensik this evening. He's been having difficulties of various sorts concerning his keeping this programming operative. Next week, we're moving to another time slot. I think that's Friday, though I'm not recalling precisely what it is at the moment. I'll let you know. James has been a good soldier for the liquid light from a great internal height. Let's send him something from our one unified energy field. So, may that enduring and permanent internal light illuminate your temporary night until our liberation comes. And that said, Hare Krishna! Greetings, Lord Jesus Christ! Inshallah! Om Amitabha! Aloha and Aru!
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.